Now, when money's tight, people go to the cinema. It's seen as a relatively cheap night out that's fairly recession-proof. Yet the latest figures on box office takings for the UK and Ireland in 2013 show a drop for the first time in more than 20 years. They were down 1% on 2012 and they stood at just under £1.7 billion. So what does this tell us about the state of our cinemas? Lucy Jones should know. She's from Rentrack. That's the company which collated the figures. Lucy, when we hear takings are down on the previous year's figures, it's easy to think things are in decline. It's not quite that straightforward, is it?
No, it isn't. Basically, 2012 was a spectacular year for the UK because we had Skyfall, which took over £100 million. It's the first Bond to take that much. And really, 2012 was a very soft landing for us following the end of Harry Potter, which was the highest grossing franchise of all time. That came to an end in 2011. I don't think anyone was expecting 2012 to be as big as it was, but with the Olympics effect, everybody was feeling very patriotic. The Bond film obviously got amazing reviews, 5 stars. Yeah. So 2012 was a very, very good year.
I suppose the Queen might have helped as well a little
Absolutely,
bit.
Absolutely, yes.
Did anything come close to Skyfall in terms of revenue?
Not close at all, no. Last year, Despicable Me 2 was the highest film, 47 million, and prior to that, the record was Avatar on 94 million.
Right. So really, that is very crucial. We're also joined by Tim Robey, who's the Daily Telegraph's film critic. Tim, what is it about a film like Skyfall that makes it so financially successful?
I think there's the British angle on Skyfall is enormous. There was a real kind of sense of national pride in going back to this new Bond film, and it also gets people out who don't normally go to the cinema. That's the key thing. And there are some films that come along. Mamma Mia was another example, where people who will only go to the cinema once a year will choose that film. I'm not sure that 2013 had any such alternative. I mean, possibly Les Miserables, which did pretty well. I think 41 million or so,
40.
Lucy will confirm
million,
this.
Yeah.
40.7 million was sort of the closest thing there, but it still was no Skyfall by any stretch of the imagination.
It's interesting that Lucy mentioned Harry Potter. I mean, it's interesting how, in a way, dependent the film attendances became on that phenomenon, isn't it?
It really was. It was buoying up our kind of film economy for 10 years, more or less, and we're still waiting for something to replace it. You know, there are other little franchises that did come along. The Twilight films did pretty well, but they are now over as well.
Can you see anything on the horizon which may have the potential to be a massive hit?
Well, what we're getting this year, which I think will make it a similar year to 2013, is just all the same old stuff. I mean, it's just kind of sequelitis again. We've got any number of part twos this summer. We've got, you know, How to Train a Dragon 2, we've got Rio 2, we've got the Captain America 2, we have Rise of the Dawn of the Rise of the Fall of the whatever it is, the Planet of the Apes of the two,
yeah.
And, you know, Transformers 4 and Fast and Furious 7. So these are all established franchises which do fine, but none of them sort of change the maths, if you like.
Right. And Lucy, I guess it is possible to see your figures as actually, given what you've both said, a remarkably successful year for UK cinema, takings only down 1%.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly, there is no absolute big film like Skyfall, but it meant there were lots and lots of other smaller films that all contributed quite a lot towards the box office. So the top 10 films contributed about 30% of the overall box office. So across those 10, they were all performing very well.
Now, the other thing to point out about your figures is you count box office takings, I think, rather than the number of people who actually go to the cinema. And ticket prices have gone up every year, haven't they?
Yeah, that's correct. Over the last 10 years, we've seen an increase of about 50% from about £4.40 on average to about £6.50 now.
Right, which, I mean, that is quite interesting, quite expensive, isn't it? Tim, is going to the cinema still good value? I said it was recession-proof, but can it go on being recession-proof?
Yeah, as a Londoner, I would kind of challenge that. And I mean, personally, I get to see most of my films for free, so I can't really complain. But would I often go to Leicester Square, where the cost of a ticket is about £20 now, to see a film? I don't think so. Not as a cheap option, anyway.
No.
But
go on, Lucy.
If you do compare it to other nights out, like going for dinner or something like that, it's still pretty
cheap.
It's
still cheaper, yeah.
I mean, people are still prepared to pay the prices at the moment, though, and that's even when we've got accessible things. You know, we've got things like Love Films and Sky and Netflix. You know, can that go on?
I think that the kind of big ticket film, something like Gravity, people will still be willing to go and see that in 3D, possibly even at the IMAX. And it's actually maybe the smaller films that are being watched now in different formats and on demand and through Love Film. Kind of art house films, actually, now a lot more people are watching those at home, I would say.
But you think maybe we ought to have sort of almost a graduated system, I think, of paying, don't you?
Well, this isn't really my idea. I've heard this advanced in Hollywood by people like Steven Spielberg. He says that he thinks the model for kind of future films is that you will pay a little bit for the small films and quite a lot for the big films. You know, you'll actually pay a graduated amount for what you go and see, which I think makes some sense, because when people go to the cinema and pay 20 quid, they want to get Gravity. They want to get a film that amount, that 200 million has been spent on. They don't want to see some sort of French art house film.
Right, Tim Robey from The Telegraph and Lucy Jones from Rentrack. Thank you both very much indeed. And that's it for today. On Monday's programme, 1 year on from the horse meat scandal, the Food Standards Agency will tell us what changes have been made to food testing. But join us for that. Just to end, quite a lot of reaction to our item on wood and whether people were half-inching it. This is from Ali Froud, who said a lot of people are in dire straits financially. If they have wood fires, people are trying to save a little money on fuel bills by scavenging wood. It may not be all about the moneyed Arga users. And quite a lot of you said they lived on narrow boats and had noticed other boats coming and loading up with wood, which they thought was worrying. And a final warning from Glyn Spencer: driftwood contains lots of salt. It'll corrode the metal on your stove. Be careful over the weekend.